We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're still in the introduction, page Lamed Gimel. The Chafetz Chaim has been describing which transgressions one can transgress when saying Lashon Hara. Number 15, Vimuyatomo Almana. And if one says Lashon Hara about an orphan, that's a child that's lost one of their parents, when they're still at an age where they need their parents, right? When a person's 55 and they lose a parent, they're not a yatom, they're not an orphan. But when a person's young and they do need their parent, that's called a yatom, or an almana, a widow at any age, afilu hem ashirim. Even if the orphan or widow are wealthy, v'sipru gnutam bifneihem, and then they said something derogatory, even in their presence, over od alav acher, then a person transgresses another transgression, as the verse says, kol almana v'yatom lo te'anun, do not afflict an orphan or a widow. The Torah warned us here not to afflict them, or to cause pain to their heart in any form of pain. The Torah warns us. Here the Torah spells out the punishment. Because if you do afflict them, the Torah says, I will hear their cry, and I will anger, Hashem says, v'arakti etchem. I will kill you, Hashem says, v'ayu neshechem almanot uvnechem yetomim. Your wives will be the widows and the orphans, the Torah warns. So the Chafetz Chaim adds this, that if a person says lashon hara about an orphan or a widow in their presence and hurts their feelings, so that's another prohibition of almanav yatom lo ta'anu, not to afflict the widow or the orphan.